Today will be Ezer Hashem be learned of Kofei of Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss the following topics. The Gemara will give several examples where the Torah uses nutrikin, a word that can be understood as an abbreviation for a complete phrase. The 13th parak begins with Mishnayos that teach the minimum shear necessary to violate several malachas, including weaving, sewing, and whitening, dyeing, and spinning. The majority of Amud Beis discusses one who tears in mourning over a dead relative or out of anger. The Daf concludes with how to properly react to the death of a righteous person and the severity of the requirement to eulogize him properly. Some of the concepts we will come across in today's Daf include Ein Yedi L'Chatzi Shir, is the idea that the realization that a person did a half of a shir of a malacha is not considered to be a realization, and if the person then does another half of the malacha b'shoigig, he would be chayiv to bring a karma chatzis. Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufo. When the person does the malacha as it was done in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose, such as digging a hole because he wants the dirt but has no interest in the hole, there is a machlekes tanoim whether he is chayv. Mekalkel is a destructive act. Part of the definition of malacha on Shabbos is to be constructive, so when somebody does a malacha in a destructive way, he is exempt.